This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver International Airport CEO Phil Washington has finally taken a step toward becoming the next head of the FAA. His nomination has been delayed for nearly 8 months. Washington talked up his decades-long career in public service at a Senate confirmation hearing today.
The safety of the traveling public will remain my top priority, as it has been for me leading the third largest airport in the world, two large transit agencies, and men and women in uniform.
Washington once ran the Regional Transportation District in Denver. Republicans have criticized his relative lack of experience in the aviation industry. Out-of-state teachers could more easily get a license to teach in Colorado under a bill moving through the state legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Currently, out-of-state teachers who want to work in Colorado must wait months for their applications to be processed. The bill would create an agreement between Colorado and 9 other states. The compact would allow states to share information and background checks. Teachers who face disciplinary issues couldn't automatically get a license here. Senator Janice Marchman is the bill's sponsor.
It's a crisis that has not been seen in our lifetime in terms of teacher shortage.
The bill would also clear the way for potentially 2,200 military spouses in Colorado who are educators to teach. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Colorado next week as part of a 3-day trip through the West. On Monday, she'll take part in a discussion on U.S. investments to combat climate change through greater investment in clean energy. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.